This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Hey, Dizzy, you there? You in there?
He's not currently.
Where is he? I was trying to get you guys during the commercial break, but I guess neither one of you guys in there. Where is he?
No, I was here. I didn't answer me? No, I didn't hear you in queue. Maybe I didn't have queue on. I'm sorry. I didn't. But I've been sitting here. I went to the bathroom. I came back. John Brennan's back, by the way. Yay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's good. Can he answer our phones? Because if the phones ring, there's nobody there to answer them right now.
Did you just yay? Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had some stuff I wanted to talk about. Okay. In his defense, In his defense, he just walked in with Everly. Oh God!
Who did?
Everly. Hi,
Gary. Anybody know what we do for a living? Hi,
hi, Everly.
She's so cute. I can't take it.
What is happening here?
Who walked in with Everly?
Gareth did.
Oh, so now it's okay. He's not answering the phones. He's
I don't
with
know.
Everly.
I'm just saying.
Can you tell him to sit his ass down in his chair so he can do his job?
I've been here.
Have you been?
Oh, come on.
Because I was just asking. You weren't in the room.
Yeah, I was in the room-ish.
You were in the other
room.
You're in the other room.
Are you trying to get me to like go back to those days where I wanted to choke you? Is that what you're going for?
Were those ever real days?
That was very, very real.
Yeah, but who haven't you wanted to choke on here? To be fair. It's a good point, right? It's a good point.
Gotcha. That was pretty good. Hey, I wanted to ask you. But you weren't in the room, but now that you've graced us with your presence, I will ask you. What's going on with, are they trying to bring that back? Are they really trying to bring back the Punch-Out? And if so, are you really fighting?
Oh, yeah. I think they really want to get that back going. They're trying to figure out a loophole where it's like.
What's in their way?
What's the loophole for?
CMG having it incorporated with CMG. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be the Mike Calta Punch Out on the station. But if it's like, well, this separate people that have nothing to do with the station.
Private event.
Yeah, want to throw an event and happen to have us as, contestants, we could talk about it.
He would have to do it. Is he still doing Calta and Kelly? Is he still doing the podcast?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not know.
He would have to almost do it through that, but he can still use his personal Mr. Mike Calta's to do it. He just can't promote it on the air.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Does a lot of hoops.
So it'll be the event nobody can talk about.
And who's paying for it?
Well, I think they could talk about it as long as, again, it's not incorporated with CMG. Because then it's just them.
If he talks about it on the air and he's talking about it like a thing that's got his name on it.
Well, he can do his personal stuff. He was like, this weekend I'm going to the beach, and this weekend I'm also going to go to this place. And, they happen to have fights that night if you want to come
out. I'm also going
to
have a punch out.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to say it's him.
You know how many lawyers this company has?
I'm rooting for him. Yeah, but he could probably be like, I'm competing in so-and-so's punch out. And that's what I'm talking about.
Like, think about Scott. Yeah, Scotty, the body from Magic does a bunch of, he talks about how he's competing in different races and marathons and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He talks about it all the time on there.
I got it, but other people are flipping the bill for it. So I guess if Mike is, covering all the costs for production to get this thing off the ground, and he doesn't talk about how it's Mike Calta's punch out, or the Bones punch out. It's Calta and Kelly's punch out. He goes that route. He could probably do it.
Anyway, whatever.
I'm not the lawyer. I think it's an amazing event. The two times I went, I was shaking my head saying, I have no idea how the hell he's getting away with this.
It's great.
Because I remember we came back and was talking to our GM. He goes, yeah, that's not happening. Our GM was like, that ain't happening. He's like, I don't even know how this is going on. Right. But
That was how I met you for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I still think it's one of the best radio events I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But who are you fighting?
So I want to fight Will from formerly on the Johnny B Show. Now
who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's kind of my thing. I've had
But who, like, who's bringing him back to life?
Right. Is he going to say
even,
yes?
He's not even involved
anymore.
Oh,
he has an hour-long show on Saturdays.
Oh.
Well, and I don't know if it's a show. He interviews health people. Like, he interviews
a full
doctors.
60 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got the health show that Micah used to have and JoJo used to have before that or after that?
And I said, no, thank you.
Right. Yeah. So he's got, is that your way of saying he's got your sloppy seconds?
That's exactly what happened. That's facts, though. I'm not making it up. Like, they asked me, I said no, they asked him.
Okay. So.
Oh, snaps.
You want to, did they ask you who you would want to fight and that's who you came up with? How did it come up?
Yeah, kind of. They've asked me before and I was kind of like making jokes and stuff, but this became more serious last few months. Mainly because
did he do something to you?
Well, it was more because, as you know, him and you remember the whole thing with him and Johnny B and him wanting the name on the show, and he'd walk away
vaguely, but no, he walked away for whatever reason.
And that's why he said something that was like a little weird about being like the best on the station.
Yeah,
something
we talked
about.
He's better than
80%
of the people.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
Johnny B randomly asked me one day to come on my podcast. I was like, yeah. And then before we went on, I was like, hey, are we allowed to talk about the you and Will stuff? He's like, oh, I'd love to. I have a lot to say. And he did. And then Will went on to like basically bash me for having Johnny on. And he like removed me from all social media and was talking about me on air. I was like, what? Johnny's the one who asked me and he's who you have beef with. I just gave him a platform to chat. So I just kind of realized how slimy he is. And I was like, oh,
so,
I hate this guy.
So when Johnny B asked you to be on your podcast, you didn't know that's what he wanted to talk about?
No.
You brought it up? You brought it up talking about Will?
Yeah, literally right before he had made some off-air comment about it. And I go, oh, can we talk about that? And he's like, yeah. I go, okay, we'll start with that. Yeah, and we talked about it for a bit. And like before, I was kind of on the fence how to feel about it. But when I heard Johnny's story and what all the stuff that was left out, I was like, oh, yeah, I would agree with you to stand by not putting his name on it. And I guess Will didn't like that I stood with him. So he made all these comments about me, and I was like, okay, bro, that's
we're leaving off
whack.
We're burying the lead here. We're leaving off the best part. Gareth decided to put some up for as stakes if there's this fight happens and if whoever wins.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I said I'll put up the after show. I'll say you can host the after show if I lose this fight.
Yeah, the only problem with that is there's a guy named John Brennan that's got something to say about that.
It's an employment thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a good bet.
And I feel like, honestly, you know, when everything the way Will went down, I wouldn't be surprised if HR held a gun to John Brennan's head to give the guy the medical show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? Listen, we got this thing. It's just sloppy. It's ugly. We got to give them, you know. And I don't know this for sure, obviously. I don't know. And I don't really have a vested interest in it. I'm just saying.
But it's interesting to know someone.
You can't
outside.
Just go giving up a show you don't own.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's a funny bet. That's right. A funny bet. I'm sure Calton might be like, but
what does he have to give up?
Ooh, he has to put money up, I guess. Or no, his employment here. Put your employment up here. Keep it moving if you lose, bro.
His hour show?
Yeah.
Which, okay, and that's, I'm not talking
about... Is that all he does for the stations now?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not talking about a school
How
here.
Many stations does that thing air on?
A Bone.
Just a Bone?
Yeah.
The medical show is just on the Bone?
Yes.
Okay.
And again, he said this on air, so I'm not saying anything that I'm not supposed to say. Okay. But he was very, very, when all this stuff went down with Johnny B, he was extremely vocal about how, and this was late 2023, maybe in, I think, November, December. And he was like, the new year's coming. I've been talking to John Brennan. There's lots going on. I've got a lot more opportunity. He was very vocal about talking about how the beginning of the year was going to be completely different. And he was excited and he was ready. I mean, it's June. Like, that lasts until, like, maybe February or so. So if you're not doing anything else, which fine, no hate or whatever, but then your employment should be up. Because you're not doing anything. You know what I mean? So it's an hour show. You've got nothing else going on.
All right.
Monica piling on.
He's got the show.
Monica's piling on too now. There's some... Did he say something about you or to you that's got your panties twist?
I have nothing personal against him at all. I don't really know the guy. I'm just going by my interactions with him. The few times I've had interactions with him, you know, we just don't see eye to eye on stuff, and that's fine. We have different opinions about stuff. That's fine. But I just don't like, I don't like the impression.
I'm going to do what you do to me all the time. studio's building burning. You can only save me or him.
Oh, you, without a doubt, in a heartbeat.
Wow, you must really hate this prick.
I don't hate him. There's zero hate. He's just, I don't know that he and I align with a lot of things, and that's fine. Right. Just, I don't need to have him.
It's just regular life.
Yeah. You and I don't align with a lot of things. A lot of things.
Yeah, it's also regular life.
But we also align on some things, and we also, I think, since we work together, have a mutual understanding
love.
Or whatever. Like a respect or whatever.
Dial it back, chief.
There's a mutual, like, I don't think there's a pure on hatred. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think, like, I don't hate you, and I hope that you don't hate me. So we can, you know, we do what we do. But he just...
Do you remember when he
there's
was supposed
more
to...
There's more to this. Yeah, there's more to this.
Do you remember when he was supposed to fight Spike?
Yeah.
There was supposed to be a before COVID hit. That was going to be the next punch out.
Right, I remember that was going to be like in an arena, correct?
Yeah, Robarts Arena in Sarasota, and Spike hates Will because him and SBK really thought Will was very racist, closeted racist, and they started calling him Will Coons, like KKK Coons, and that's what they were pushing.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That is so SBK right there.
Yeah, and I was just like, yo. Because I didn't know anything about Will, so I was like, you guys really think he's racist? And SB goes, man, you go on his Facebook and tell me how many black guys he's friends with. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, if they're not at the station, they're not friends with him. I was like, ooh, okay, I don't know if that's true. I don't care to look, but okay.
But I don't know that's necessarily a barometer either.
Correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't judge it that way, but that's what his retort
was. You can't judge it that way, because if you can't say, look how many black friends I have in a positive, you can't say, look how many black friends he doesn't have in a negative.
Right.
That's not totally fair.
Because when he said that, I was like, I should probably add more Asian people to my list, because I think I'm missing that quota and demographic a little bit.
My friends list is not diverse.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Not ultimately diverse.
So who else is scheduled in this make-believe thing that may or may not happen?
Yeah, right.
Is there anybody else? What's going on with the Mike in Spanish?
Mike in Spanish would be the headliner.
That would definitely be it, huh? Yeah. They're definitely going
to
do that?
Yeah, they want to do that. I think Mike's kind of upset that so many people were siding with Spanish and not picking him. So he wants to prove that, like,
I was listening this morning.
Beat his ass.
And Mike, and they were talking about this a little bit. And Mike said, I'm ready to fight Spanish tomorrow. Because they're talking about getting in shape or whatever.
Right.
Will got a hold of Galvin and said, hey, is this really happening? Because if it is, I want to get back in shape and stuff. I'm going to start training. Mm-hmm. So they started talking about it. And then Mike says, I'm ready to fight Spanish tomorrow. And literally everybody kind of giggled. Like, it was like, oh. And there he was like, what? Why? And he's like, most people want to try and get into shape before they just want to fight or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't know. They're talking about it. I don't know.
There was a scene in Rocky IV where the Russian just kind of picked Rocky up by his neck a little bit and threw him during the fight.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
No.
I mean, I know we had this conversation the other day, who won that fight, and I think Mike gets his paws on him, it's over.
If he gets his paws on him.
But I just keep seeing like Mike kind of holding him up in the air and just chucking him.
But it's a boxing match.
So was Rocky IV.
Well, I know.
Like I mentioned, it's called Mike Caldas Punch Out.
It's not allowed to be called Mike Caldas Punch Out.
Listen, we all know what it's called. I know it's called, you know what it's called, and I get to do what I want. So if I'm fighting Spanish, I'll fight him the way I want to fight him.
Is anybody else, anything else lined up?
No.
Galvin, I'm sure, is going to be the MC of the evening.
Yeah, they want to push for Ian and Titus, but I don't think either one of them want to. Hmm. Worry themselves with that, because they think that would be a great fight too.
Yeah,
they should do a pop up fight. You know how there's pop up stores?
Yeah,
they should do a pop up fight.
Yeah, like
you can make that happen with social.
Go online and just like almost do like a scavenger hunt. Give clues on where this thing is, and people buy tickets when they get there.
Something like
hope
that.
For the best,
and it's not
like the old,
it's not on the air, it's not related, keep it completely separate.
Like the old school Kimbo Slice, bare knuckle fights in people's backyards kind of thing?
Yes.
Galvin did suggest that Dom should fight whoever wants the office that he wants. There's that as well.
Okay. Because obviously we don't really get to listen to the morning show all that much, and then life takes over after this. So I definitely don't get to catch a lot of the goings-on unless Garrett tells me something or Monica tells us something, yeah, or whatever, or, you know, something happened, I get a text message. But how is Dom lined up to get an office?
He did. He's not lined up. He just like claimed it. He did, this is my office. I'm going to move it. And he started this, I'm going to get new carpeting. I've got a credenza coming. Like all of it was happening.
Did he really?
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
This is what lawyers do. They know how to move around and they know how to get things done.
Right. So
that's what he's doing.
It was a
how
lot.
How many nights a week is he on?
He's on one night a week for 2 hours.
And he does one day a week with Mike,
and
right?
He does a segment on Tuesdays with Mike.
So one night a week, 2 hours, and one segment that, let's just say, they run longer than a half hour. So 2.5 hours a week, he's going to get a whole office.
Wow. Here's the thing. They discussed it on because it's been kind of controversial. Like, it's been like...
You think?
Yeah. People are like, I don't have an office. This person doesn't have an office. And, you know, it was a discussion at one point of it being a place where they can do social media in there, which I think is a brilliant idea. But... So he was on yesterday with Mike for his regular segment. And, of course, Mike addressed the whole situation before just to kind of clear it all up. And apparently Mike said that Dom and Mike had a conversation a few months ago about the office now that JoJo's cleared it out and all of that. And I guess Dom said something to the fact he wanted to use that as an office. And apparently Mike said, no, I'm going to I have plans or whatever. That's what
is Mike- Is this the office that used to be Mike's office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a big office.
And there's still stuff in there. There's still like a few boxes. Like JoJo did a fantastic job cleaning it out. It was a mess. But it's all cleared out. Whoever wants to do whatever with it, it's ready now. Mike told Dom that he's got other plans for it or whatever. Dom was under he just thought he could have it. So
did you tell them what he told Spanish?
No, I didn't say anything else. So
what happened?
Dom texts Spanish, hey, you know, things are moving forward. Can you get your stuff out of the office? And Spanish didn't know. He's like, hey, yeah, my car had troubles with the brakes. I just got that fixed. And Dom texts him back, you don't need the brakes to get to the office. Just drive over there with your accelerator and get it done.
Yeah. So that's the vibe of it all.
Can I ask a legitimate question? Because and again, any of my feelings are just coming from what I see on social media. So it's fake book, it's this, it's whatever. So I have no idea. But am I sensing like Spanish in the crosshairs?
I don't know if he's in the crosshairs per se, but I know he's the middle part. Like Dom is getting a hold of Spanish and JoJo, actually, who's been involved in this too, and not really discussing it with Mike until yesterday.
Mike obviously wants to choke Spanish or fight him or do whatever to him, like quickly. I don't know. I just feel like, and again, I'm not there, so I don't know for sure. Gareth, do you get that feeling too or no?
Wait, sorry, I had to answer that last call. What did you ask?
Is Gareth kind of like in the crosshairs? Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like kind of in the crosshairs.
With
people, you know, because you're telling me
Calto.
That.
I feel like it's show drama, that's all.
Is that all it is? Drama with Calto, you know, or with the office or with Dom? Because like Dom's telling him to just shut up and get the stuff out of the office and
no.
Mike wants to choke him.
No. Yeah, I think it's just show stuff. Because I think when he was texted that, I think Spanish reached out to Mike. Was like, hey, what do you want me to do? And Mike's like, I'll handle it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Ken's online too. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, sir. I think Mike may come down with maybe the Tyson flu, and that fight will be off. But doesn't that give Dom squatter's rights if he does move in?
Uh-oh.
Oh, just get in there. He's a lawyer.
I tell you what, here's what I've learned over the last couple of months. There are no squatter's rights in Florida.
Yeah, but he's a lawyer. He may figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He may figure out how to do it. But then he can't leave the room.
He does have
and
that.
Dom's got business.
Right.
He can't stay in that
right,
room.
Right, right. Well, he can't leave. He's got to lock it. He'd have to put his own lock on it, change the key, change the whole thing.
I mean, he's here on Wednesday nights. He could do all of that, like, tonight. Mm. And you know what I mean? Now that they had the discussion. And I'll just say this. It was funny listening to it because Dom is a lawyer. And when he was coming back with the reasons, he was like, first he said it was in his contract or something that he gets an office. And Mike was like, no. And he's like, well, I had permission. And Mike's like, who gave you permission? And he's like, the powers that be. And Mike's like, I'm the powers that be. So, and I guess, I don't know. So it was funny, his approach. Like, he was a lawyer about it, which was kind of
right.
Was kind of cool about it, actually, too.
And Ryan, line one. Go ahead, Ryan.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, man, I listen to you guys and Mike's show intently, you know, and how it came about with Spanish is it had nothing to do with his office and boxing and all that stuff. They started doing the Tyson Jake Paul news over the past month, I would say.
Okay.
Obviously, Spanish has had experience, you know, with, you know, he was training with Amir and, you know, doing that stuff. And, you know, obviously, because of Mike's size, Mike, you know, can, you know, think he could beat up a bobcat and all kinds of things. He's a big guy. I'm not seeing him, but anyway, so they started saying about, well, you know, about this Tyson, and then Dana White was making comments about Tyson. And no 60-year-old should, or no 27-year-old should be fighting 6-year-olds. Doesn't matter who it is, and all this other stuff. And then obviously the new event came where it was November 15th or whatever the date is for Tyson, and that's how it basically came in. And Galvin was saying something about boxing, all this other stuff, and because he obviously does the news, and then Spanish. You know, obviously, you know how Mike is. It's like, you know, who are you gonna you know, kill, or are you gonna just, and he said. They started talking about boxing, and they, and I don't know if it was Mike or Galvin exactly, but one of them said, do you think that you can beat Spanish? I think it was Galvin. And he goes, I will put everything on Spanish. That's what Galvin said. And he says, you don't think that I can beat Spanish? And he says, no, I don't think you could do it. He says, you know, and he's like, take a look at that video that you showed everybody in the backyard. You know, that kind of thing. You know, kind of got under his skin, the one thing to another. And then, you know, so that was going around. And, you know, it hasn't let up when it came to it. Now, this morning, he was talking about, this is like 6:15 in the morning. He goes, you know, they were talking about, obviously, the fight and the severity and talking about Dizzy. Because I think Carmen said something about Dizzy giving up the after show, which was brand new news. And it was, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Why not give it up? And I think obviously Dizzy can win anyway, but regardless. And then he was saying, I don't think this is going to happen because they're going to go after the guy with the deep pockets. He says, even if we, let's say Mike Calta, or he said himself, breaks Spanish's spine. Then what? You know, then, you know what I mean? The severity. They're going to go after the guy with the 11 refrigerators. His exact
That's right.
I have,
it's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I have a way to clear all of this up. There's someone on the line right now.
Oh, Mike's on the line?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
With a real Mike Calta, please stand up.
This guy's ready to fight.
Which guy?
What's going on?
This Mike is ready to fight? What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? I'm not. Spanish is not in the crosshairs.
Okay.
He's okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Spanish is safe. He just, the thing, like the guy said, it came up. Galvin completely underestimates me in everything. Now, granted, I'm not an athlete. I'm not winning any races. I'm not playing any football or basketball. But there's one thing that I have in me that I've been good at, that I've been doing for 50 years, is fighting. Well, maybe 42. I haven't had a fight in a long time, but I've been a fighter. And now my biggest fear is that a high school kid's going to beat me up one day.
Right.
But if I have to fight Spanish, I mean, just the sheer size alone, I'll kill Spanish.
That's what I had said. But apparently I got met with people going the other way too. Gareth.
So,
one of them.
When we did mornings the first time, when Galvin first got hired, we used to get off the air, go to South St. Pete, and we used to go to Dan Birmingham's gym. Dan Birmingham trained Winky Wright and Jeff Lacey and all these great boxers who came out of Florida. And nobody would be there, but it had a full ring with a timer, a couple of heavy bags, and a shower. And we'd go there, and we would work out on the heavy bags for a little while, and then we'd get in the ring. And there was a couple other sales guys that used to work there that would come over at lunchtime, and we'd get in there and we'd spar. And mostly, it was just us throwing body shots the whole time. Nobody was trying to knock anybody out. But we did this for like 2 years, and then when I started working out with a trainer, I didn't want to be on the treadmill and I didn't want to run, so I would do boxing with him. I would hit the heavy bag, I would do the mitts. I've been punching for a long time. Spanish trains for the punch out. Now, granted, Spanish got good and he got in great shape and he did a great job of Martin Gramatica, but they are also almost virtually the same size, and I have maybe 250 to 300 pounds on Spanish. He can hit me all he wants. It's not going to do any damage. And all I need to do is hit him a half a time in the face, and he's dead.
That's what I said.
I don't want to.
Right. Are you sure?
But Spanish could reach your face, And if he gets inside, that takes away your strength of your arms, and he's fast. You know what I mean? So, like, you guys, it's real interesting. Like, it's a good matchup.
It's an interesting thing because I am going to tell you right now, it's not doesn't sound like it's good, but the one thing that I'm great at is taking punches. You really need to hit me a lot, especially, like, he could hit me like 10 times, and then I'm going to be like, all right, now you're dead. That's the one good thing I've done. I've absorbed, my head has absorbed a lot of punches over the years. I'm not afraid of it.
Okay.
I would think if I was training Spanish, the last place I would tell him to hit Mike is the head.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what his reach is. And
I've seen Spanish take out somebody with a liver shot. He punched Nervous Jared in the punch out in the stomach, and Nervous Jared dropped to his knees, and it was over.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that sounds horrible.
Now, Brett, that's the guy I'd like to make believe.
Me too. I hear you. Tell me about it.
So coming up at the next,
because I'll tell you what, Mike, I can take a lot of punches. It's one thing I can do. I can take a lot of punches. I'm good at doing that.
Mike, didn't you teach Customato how to fight?
I didn't want to bring that up, but yeah, I taught Customato how to fight. And when Tyson got a little handsy, whatever he wanted, he's a guy who was out of his mind, and I calmed him down.
Oh, okay.
I turned Tyson on the pigeons. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. You know, coming from you, Mike. You know, Mike helping Mike is the way to do it.
When you
so said I turned Tyson on the pigeons.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, well, good luck getting this thing off the ground, Mike.
I don't know what's going to be better, me fighting Spanish or keeping Tom out of that office. One of two things.
Both big issues. Good luck with them. You got a lot on your plate. Man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, thanks for turning us on to Vinny Tickets.
I heard you're trying to get down to see McGregor.
You heard what?
I heard you're trying to get out to Vegas to see the UFC with McGregor fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys all know is I turned McGregor on to fighting when I was in Dublin one time.
stealing.
It's a true story.
All right, man. Later, Mike. We'll talk soon.
Good talking to you,
Mike. Guys.
Later. See you. Bye bye.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. I like the way he plays along. That's great. All right, there was Mike Calter from the morning show.
Like that guy.
Yeah, you like him?
Sure.
You feel a kinship with him?
I feel like I may be him.
You're at least like twin brothers. At least.
Yeah, but we both have lasagna eyes.
Awesome. Well, Roger, JP, it's 1025 The Bone. Be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.